Good morning and welcome back to our political forums. Here with me now is Clerk of District Court candidates Carrie Packard, Lindsay Griffith, and Paige Rhodes. Here's how the format's going to work, same as it has been all morning. I'm going to start with a one-minute opening statement from each. Then we'll get into the Q&A portion. They'll have up to 2 minutes to answer each question, and then we'll have a minute for closing statements as well. So we'll start closest to me here. Carrie, we'll start with you. One-minute opening statement whenever you're ready.
All righty. Well, my name is Carrie Packard, and I am running for the Clerk of District Court position here for Johnson County. I have been working for the Department of Family Services consecutively for the last 16 years. The last 13 years, I have served here in Johnson County to the Johnson County residents. During that time, I've worked in Child Protective Services, and I have worked over 500 child abuse and neglect cases, many of which have crossed over into the district court office, or district court, apologize, which then requires me to file documentation with the clerk's office. As a matter of fact, when I leave here today, one of the places I'll be going is the clerk of district court because I have proceedings and paperwork that I needed to file. So I look forward to the opportunity to continue to serve Johnson County and just in a different role with the clerk of district court's office because I love the courts and have a great appreciation and value for them. Thank you.
All right, Lindsay, 1 minute opening statement.
Hi, my name's Lindsay Griffith, and I'm also running for clerk of district court. I was born in Buffalo and graduated from Buffalo High School. I finished up college at University of Montana with a degree in communication studies. And what's different that with my degree is that it's not in public speaking or with media. It's interpersonal communication and in the workplace and mediation. And so I feel that that would be an asset in a public servant role. This is something that I have been preparing for quite some time now. Back in 2012, I was hired by Thelma Axberg, and that's when the office was still at the courthouse before the move to the Judicial Center. And when I started, all I had was a little table, no phone, no computer, so it was nice with the move. But I learned what it was like to not have much and then to be able to have all those amenities. And I just asked for your vote on August 21st.
All right. Paige, 1 minute opening statement.
I'm Paige Rhodes, and I'm the daughter of Harvey and Teresa Saxbury. I was raised here in Buffalo. I will have been married to my husband, Nick Rhodes, son of Dan and Mary Rhodes, on Wednesday. It'll be 15 years, and so that's kind of exciting. And we have two children, Christian and Olivia. They will be freshmen and senior in high school this year. I currently am serving Johnson County as the deputy to the clerk of district court, and I'm in my fourth year. And I look forward to continuing my service.
All right. We will now jump into the Q&A portion here, and we'll start back down here. Carrie, we'll start with you. Question one, why are you running for clerk of district court?
Well, the reason I decided to run for clerk of district court was I was actually approached by some individuals who encouraged me to run. And I was told by them that Debbie Vandal will be retiring this year. And so I scheduled a time to go meet with Ms. Vandal. And she explained to me that, yes, in fact, she would be retiring, as well as her deputy, Mina Stewart, retired just this last May. And so that position would be open. And after speaking with both of them, I decided that it was something I was interested in doing. I have a degree in a Bachelor of Science degree in political science. And so I thought this would be a great opportunity to utilize not only my degree, which is in government and politics, but also the fact that I have been blessed to be in leadership positions while being with the Department of Family Services. So I'm able to communicate with different levels of government, and I understand how that works and the importance of that for a department head. So I look forward to utilizing that in the position here at the Clerk of District Court to help better serve Johnson County residents.
All right. Lindsay, same question. Why'd you decide to run for clerk of district court?
You know, like I said, back in 2012, when I was aware that Thelma Axberg would be retiring after that term, and Deb Vandal and Mina Stewart made it clear that they would just be doing one more term. And so somebody had to get prepared for that. And Thelma took the role of mentoring me and teaching me in some advanced areas of the district court, and as well as Debbie with appeals and going to some more advanced child support classes for entering those cases. This last year, I did have to leave the district court due to some medical reasons, and I'm ready to get back in there, all is well, and it's been a passion of mine. I've wanted to do this for a long time. When we first knew that they were all going to be retiring, I took it upon myself to pay attention, take extra notes, follow the whole procedure out, even though I wasn't responsible for that. And so I feel with me being trained by over 60 years of experience combined, I have what it takes to serve the people of Johnson County.
All right, Paige, same question. Why are you running for clerk of district court?
Well, there isn't anything that I'd rather do than to help others. I am serving my fourth year of consistent dedication and training within the district court office. And like I said before, as the deputy to the clerk of district court, I am lucky enough to work with the clerk every day and train with her and be mentored by her. And being part of such a cohesive team within the office at this time really encouraged me to step up so that there was a seamless transition. And it's the strongest team that we've had since I've worked there. And I'm really proud to be part of that. Somebody who is named clerk needs to have experience within the office, in my opinion. I think that anyone coming in, regardless of their skill or experience, are going to have a harder time than somebody who's already been in the office. And I have the experience and I am prepared to be a strong leader within the office, and I would be honored to be the next clerk of district court.
All right, for our next question, we will start with Lindsay. What do you perceive as the greatest obstacles in the duties of the job, and how do you overcome those?
You know, since I have been out of the office this last year, when I filed for this office, I started meeting with people around the state. I contacted Child Support Authority. There's quite a few changes coming up there. You know, just the fact of if we're going to accept child support payments locally, that's something that I've been talking to clerks around the state on, and I would pursue doing. I'm passionate about that. Our record-keeping program has been a mess since, you know, I started, and the e-filing probably isn't projected to come out, I think 2021, somewhere around there is what other clerks have said. But that's going to be a huge obstacle to overcome. But I feel prepared just because I've been meeting with people around the state on that because of the relationships I built. And with any of us coming in to the office, it's, you know, a new face. You know, the county has seen all of our faces in there one way or another, and but it'll be a new dynamic. So,
and Paige, same question. What do you perceive as the greatest obstacles in the duties of the job, and how do you overcome those?
Well, the biggest thing is that the laws are always changing. We see stuff that come in the office that's different than what even Debbie's ever seen before. She says on a regular basis, this never happens. And so that tells me that this is a position that is ever changing. There's room for learning on a regular basis, lifelong learning. And so changes will constantly be coming. And Lindsay was saying, there are changes coming. Right now we are looking at new computer programs, two of them actually. I am in training for the jury program regularly with clerks around the state, and we meet regularly for that. And there is a new complete court management system that's going to be coming, and so that will be an obstacle, but we are preparing for that as well, and we'll just have to do our best to take as much training as possible. But they are offering a lot of services and actually coming into the offices with the rollouts and that sort of thing, and so I believe that we are on the right track for
and
those
Carrie,
changes.
Same question. What do you perceive as the greatest obstacles in the duties of the job, and how do you overcome those?
Well, I think things should kind of be differentiated a little bit. I think that in any position, especially a government position, having worked with the government or for the government for the last 16 years, one thing that always happens is there are systemic changes. We have new computer programs, we have new laws, we have new policies, and we're constantly adjusting to those. That's something with DFS that I have to do on a daily basis. Each case means a new challenge, and we have to adjust quickly, rapidly, and use our best experience and education to make those changes. As for greatest obstacle, I think one of the things that even the commissioners just touched on is we have to watch our county budget. And as if there is a continued decrease or decline in the valuation and the money coming into this county, that's going to affect all of our budgets across county line. And so one thing that I think I'll bring to the table is that I know what it's like to work for the government, and I know what it's like to need to feel advocated for by your supervisors and management. And so I will do that in a way in which my staff feels supported, but then also as things need to be handed down and changes need to be made, that we do that, but we do it in a way that the staff feels supported. And additionally, I have a really good understanding from working for the state office that there are times that federal mandates are handed down that are often unfunded. And as those trends and things occur within the juvenile courts or criminal courts, those could increase the costs for our clerk of district court budget. For example, the court-appointed counsel fees come out of our clerk of district court's budget. Those attorneys are typically appointed through the juvenile courts. The juvenile courts is seeing a change in the trend that we have right now, and what used to be just regular permanency hearings that were maybe an hour in length have now transpired into evidentiary hearings that now are sometimes a day or even greater hearings that now have more costs associated with them. So I will continue to watch and monitor those trends and communicate those concerns both with Judge Edelman's office as well as the commissioners and county attorney's office so we're able to adjust and identify those.
And for our next question, we will start with Paige. Paige, what skills or qualities do you believe are the most important in a clerk of district court?
I believe that some of the most important skills and qualities are compassion. You need to be able to work with all people, and I believe that all people should be treated with dignity and respect when they come into our office, whether it's somebody just coming off the street to speak to us or someone from another agency or department. There needs to be a lot of accuracy and attention to detail. We do a lot of record keeping. We do a lot of data entry. We are maintaining and processing and maintaining case files, the paper file ends within our system, and you need to be able to have good communication skills, speak with people over the phone, at the counter, with all the different, again, the different departments, time management. There are a lot of things that are administrative that you need to have to be able to do a good job within the district court office.
And Carrie, same question. What skills or qualities do you believe are the most important in a clerk of district court?
I think Paige had a really good point that compassion is really important to have. As people come to access the clerk of district court's office, frequently they're not at the best time in their life. And so we need to make sure that we meet them with some friendliness, some understanding, and help them navigate our system the best we can. We also need to be knowledgeable so that we're able to explain the process of what they're there to access and help them do so in a succinct manner. I also think, though, that as being the actual clerk, you're there to be a leader. And so I think leadership is huge when it matters in being a department head. Leadership within your office and leadership outside of your office. And so I would plan on working as a leader within my office to help the ladies or gentlemen that would be below me. So if they need time off or they have something that they need help with, I would never have them do a task that I would not be willing to do myself. That would be unfair. I'd be there to work side by side with them when necessary. But then also, I'd be a leadership outside of our office so that I work with other department heads, such as Department of Homeland Security, the Sheriff's Office, the Judge's Office, the Commissioner's Office, the County Attorney's Office. So when we have issues such as courthouse security or maintenance of the big courthouse that we now have to maintain, that we're working collectively as a team in order to meet those needs the best way possible and then be as fiscally responsible as possible. Thank you.
And Lindsay, same question. What skills or qualities do you believe are the most important in a clerk of district court?
You know, it's funny, like I said, when I first started meeting with attorneys and people around our community, what they felt was important, what I felt was important is, in the past, everyone's always ran on customer service. And to me, that comes with the territory. And that's when I dove into what a public servant does. And that is the biggest asset, and that is the biggest responsibility of any elected official, because you're running a public servant administration. It's much different than, say, a state department or a private business. You are working for the citizens of Johnson County. That's our boss. And initially, that's who we are accountable to. We're also accountable to Supreme Court, Child Support Authority, but then, yes, being a liaison between all of the other departments or agencies such as DFS or the Sheriff's Office, CASA, all of those were liaisons for, and knowing the procedure for all those that come in. That was another one of my points, was the compassionate service, knowing how to help people file pro se without an attorney for divorce. And now there's more and more case types that's available. I just feel that knowing those procedures, knowing those resources, because you should help until all those resources are exhausted, because a lot of times people come in, they don't know the legal terms, and they should not be expected to. And we just need to listen and all work together for the good of the county, because like I said, the county, that's our employer. And so we're held to their standard.
All right. Now for our final question here, we'll come back to Carrie. Carrie, what distinguishes you from your opponents?
I think what distinguishes me from my opponents is that over the last 13 years, yes, I've worked for a state agency, but I also have been blessed with the opportunity to work in a leadership position amongst many community and county-oriented teams. For example, I've been head of the child protection team that it has held once a month in our office, which is multidisciplinary, which has allowed me to build great relationships with the schools, the hospital, mental health, local law enforcement, and be able to have that and be able to work for them. They understand what I'm doing, and they get to provide their feedback to me as to what I'm doing well or not well, so that we can continue to work well to service the families here in the county. Additionally, I've been a member of the Johnson County investigative team, which is led by our county attorney, Tucker Ruby, and I've been part of helping develop those policies and procedures and what that's going to look like. Tucker Ruby and I worked together, and we were able to secure grant funding, and I think that's important and crucial. It's something that I've done, so I'm not speculating about things that I would like to see be given the opportunity to do. I've proven myself that when I say I'm going to look at grant funds to see if there's ways to offset costs as a collaborative effort with other agencies, it's something we've done. Tucker and I were able to secure those funds, and our entire investigative team was allowed to go to Boise, Idaho, receive intensive extended training regarding sexual abuse cases and investigation of those cases, and none of that cost the county any dollars. So I think that's what sets me apart, is that not only have I worked for 13 years straight for the county, but I've also done so in a leadership position that's provided me the opportunity to prove myself to the residents of Johnson County that I am dedicated and that I will do what I've said that I'm going to do. Thank you.
All right, Lindsay, same question. What distinguishes you from your opponents?
First of all, I do have the most experience in the district court with 5 years. I was also trained by ladies who had served in that department for, 60 plus years combined, to be able to have Ms. Thelma Axberg as a mentor who I contact throughout this whole campaign is just very valuable. And I would be able to bring all of the values that they brought in. One of my biggest passions, and that I believe that anybody should have, because not everybody fits the role of a public servant office, and that's my personality. I also feel what sets me apart is that I am knowledgeable. Once I filed, I have not stopped meeting with people, researching, and what people need to understand is that we're held to the standards, and we're held accountable by Supreme Court and Child Support Enforcement. All other agencies were just liaisons between them and the judge, or getting paperwork out to where it needs to go, but we're not held accountable to those offices of the same way that we are with Child Support Enforcement and with the Supreme Court. There's no room for error in there. You need to know what you're doing. You need to be able to follow your statutes. Paige said, everything's always changing, and it's just everybody that I've talked to in the office, even very experienced people, say it takes a good 2 years to get a grasp on everything. I have looked into the grants. As far as I know from law clerks around the state, it's not an available thing for the county to do. And if it doesn't cost, even if it did, if it didn't cost the county anything, it is still costing the state. with those services.
All right, Paige, same question. What distinguishes you from your opponents?
Well, I am in my fourth year working within the district court office, and I am the current deputy. I work daily being trained by the current clerk and mentored by her. I'm currently doing most aspects of the position while at work every day, and I believe that with all the changes that are coming up, I am the best prepared because I am involved in those changes. I have watched those changes over the last 3+ years. I have been part of the training sessions for the changes that are coming, and I will be able to actually work one-on-one with the clerk every day up until the transition of the clerk's position. I believe that I have the experience and the knowledge and determination to be a great leader within our office and continue working with the strong team that we already have in place. My past professional and life experiences also give me different perspectives that create an advantage for me to be able to work with people in a different way than somebody who hadn't gone through or had the experiences that I have to be able to. Anyways, I can't think of what I'm trying to say, but I would be able to interact in the way that others might not because of those things.
All right, we'll move on to our 1-minute closing statements, and we're going to go reverse order as we did the opening statements. So, Paige, we're going to start here with you. 1-minute closing statement whenever you're ready.
Okay. I am dedicated to my current position as a public servant and as the deputy to the clerk of district court. I would really love the opportunity to continue my service within the district court office and would be honored to be the next clerk of district court and lead that office and be there for many years to come.
All right, Lindsay Griffith, 1-minute closing statement.
You know, I just feel that with my experience as well as training two assistant deputies in that department, one of them being our current deputy now, doing the training on all the day-to-day tasks of the district court, and then being able to dive into appeals and as much as I wanted to get into, because we have so many more responsibilities with our civil cases, our probates, our water files, all of those that we have to keep track of the timelines and docket call, jury, getting our jury panel together. Those are things that we are responsible for. With juvenile and criminal cases, that's more up to the county attorney and judge. We do our, again, the liaison for that, but the judge's assistant keeps track of the timelines for that. And I just feel that I do have that public servant mentality, and that's me, and I would be working for the people of Johnson County.
All right, and Carrie Packard, 1-minute closing statement.
In closing, I just want to say that I have truly loved serving Johnson County for the last 13 years in working in Child Protective Services. I look forward to continuing to serving Johnson County, just in a different role. I have been able to be in a leadership position. I've enjoyed every moment of that. I've proven myself that to myself, to others, that even when times are stressful, they're difficult, they're tough, I rise above that and I will persevere. I will work through those difficult moments, and I challenge any of you to go out and talk to the people that I work with. Talk to my coworkers, talk to my supervisor, talk to local law enforcement, talk to the county attorney's office. They'll tell you that when they need me, I am there. I will not let the county down, because if times are tough, I will have what it takes to stick it out. No matter what the budget concerns may be or anything else, personnel or otherwise, I will work through it with the county and the residents to the best of my ability, and I look forward to doing so, and I would appreciate your vote on the 21st. Thank you.
All right, that is going to wrap up our political forum. We do hope everyone gets out there, register to vote. Vote on August 21st. Want to thank our clerk of district court candidates, including Carrie Packard, Lindsay Griffith, and Paige Rhodes, for taking the time today. I want to thank all of you for tuning in here on the Bighorn Mountain Radio Network.